Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke.
So, Mitch, have you ever gone to an exercise class?
Tch.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, your answer is typical. It depends on whether you're a man or a woman. It turns out the majority of people in group exercise classes, including the instructors, are female.
Why that is the source of some debate. This month, our Fit for You segment explores gender and exercise class. Sports psychologist Peter Peering joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski and says our attitude towards exercise class is often shaped by what we observed as children.
I think you can look back to our youths. In my day, if my parents were exercising at all, my dad would be out pumping iron in the garage or playing some type of sport. If my mom were to work out, or back in those days, it was Jane Fonda. It was about choreography, dancing, music. So the things that you grow up with, you tend to return to as you grow older. It's those things that you're comfortable with. So that, I think, has something to do with it.
Do you think that these differences in gender are narrowing today and that the trend is trying to move past this and kind of open up the dynamic of the physical exercise setting?
I think the gap is narrowing between the two genders, absolutely. I think a lot of that has to do with maybe Title IX back in 1972, that equal opportunity with respect to education. And I think that's really has started to take hold over the last 10 years. Where women are allowed to and encouraged to do the same amazing thing that men can do. And that also is reflected in our workout routines.
Do you think there's a motivation difference or perhaps an intimidation factor? The fact that if a man were to come into a largely female-dominated group fitness, or if, for example, a woman was to go out on the weight floor, do you think there's that thought in the back of people's mind always that we're invading a space that isn't necessarily ours, or is the trend that is heavily dominated by one sex or the other?
I would say the thought in my own mind would be I would be scared to go into that group activity. You do what you're comfortable with. You do what feeds your ego. For men, it's about building bulk, maintaining it's our vanity, building that upper body, engaging our egos through competition and sport. For women, their motivation is different, and they're going to do things differently. There might be more of a social aspect to their exercise. They're more about toning, flexibility. And women's approach to exercise is often more holistic. They're more willing to try new things. They're going to incorporate diet, spirituality as well.
And do you think it's also the badge of honor aspect for men to work out and to keep on hitting those next weights versus a goal or a means to an end for women?
Men, I would say, are probably more short-term in their thought process. They want to go out. They want to have fun. They want to accomplish something. With women, again, they're looking more long-term. They're considering mind, body, spirit, and it's more about health, whereas men, they just want to get a workout in.
Does biology or even any psychology aspects come into this as a sports psychologist? Do you see any trends one way or the other or thought process of a man or a woman in their approach?
I think our advances in knowledge in physiology in just how to get a better result from our workout is making a difference. So we're more open to different things. So men are going to be more open to do the things that maybe traditionally women did, different approaches regarding flexibility, more creative approach to things. And women aren't going to be so afraid of lifting weights, really putting in a good sweat.
One thing that kind of baffles me is, you know, men will shy away from these group exercises, yet men traditionally love group sports. You know, the sport itself, you're working with a team, you're in a group environment, but when it comes to working out, like if you're playing a sport, you are working out, you're having fun while doing it. But when it comes to taking a specific class that is in a group environment, they shy away from that.
I think there's more of a straightforward goal when you're involved with athletics. You're working towards a common goal. It takes teamwork to get there. And there is a win or a loss. There is a consequence when you're finished. Personally speaking, I have always been attracted to that. That's something that I always try to incorporate into my workouts. I had more difficulty with maybe what my wife might enjoy is, you know, going to a class, listening to that music, getting that workout. Because they're thinking, again, more long-term. Maybe I'm a little bit more shallow than she, but I need that that quick return, that quick feedback.
Do you think this attributes to societal roles that just kind of bleed into gym roles?
I think it really does. And those roles were much more separate, much more distinct several years ago. But now I think the opposite sexes are learning from each other and we're both benefiting.
And do you also think it might be scarring from all of the 80s instructional videos? The peppy group instructor, the, you know, high-paced music. And like I said, for me, music is a big part of it. Like if an instructor doesn't have music that I enjoy, that's not going to help me in my motivation and getting through the class. So do you think there's just some of that retainer value? As you mentioned before, you observed your parents doing one thing or the other. But the fact that women only had like these group exercise videos for a long time, and that was the trend, that they were to follow this and get their workout in that way, versus now we're seeing gyms incorporate a larger audience, just encouraging people to get in the door.
Exactly. And there's so many different ways to exercise now. Before, we were much more limited, and there was, you can go this way or that way. Now there's so many different ways you can do things. That creativity is there. It piques your interest. Different ways to maintain that motivation. And again, men should learn from women, and women can learn from men with respect to how to work out.
With your work, do you see athletes of all different ages?
Yes. I will go probably as young as 12 or 13, and then I will oftentimes see, it's usually golfers, but into their 60s and 70s.
So through this experience of seeing one client through the next, do you see a trend in things improving, just in how they approach sport, approach working out? Do you encourage them to go out of their comfort zone, for example, for a man to take a yoga class, to calm down, to get away from the weight floor a little bit? What do you see in your clients, and what are some examples of some of the changes that people are seem to be willing to make? Or even on the opposite spectrum, are people set in their ways still?
In my practice, I would say that people are more open to new ideas. That's a difficult thing here in the Midwest, especially with respect to sports psychology. We're taught to pick ourselves up by our bootstraps and deal with our own issues. So sports psychology is a relatively new concept here in Wisconsin. But people are more open to doing things, and you try to steer them in a direction that will help them psychologically as well, because oftentimes they might be coming to me for anxiety issues, anger issues, and you have to open your mind to really explore new options, where a yoga, where a Tai Chi, a Taekwondo will help you deal with anxiety, anger, as opposed to, you know, just pumping iron or those physical sports that might feed into it.
And in your experience as a professional, or even strictly as a married man, what strengths do men and women have that you think they should feed each other? What do you think can cross over there?
I think the female's approach that's more holistic is definitely a positive approach that men can adopt. I know when I go home, when my wife makes dinner for us, I sit down and I ask, is this something healthy? And if she says yes, then I'm instantly disappointed because my approach does not cross over into that diet aspect yet. So that comprehensive approach that the females typically take will make a big, big difference. With respect to how women can learn from men, it's really just putting it all out there, really putting in a good sweat. That can make a big, big difference. But again, those lines are blurred now. Women already understand the value of that because they've been allowed to, been encouraged to, and done amazing in athletics for years now.
So do you think it's now moving towards that individual aspect?
I think there's an individual aspect to it. We look at our own histories. Generationally, that makes a difference. How old we are, the younger generation will be much more open to and engage in these different types of exercise, whereas people who are a bit older, like myself, I'm still a bit stubborn and need a little push in the right direction.
So have you yourself taken any group classes or gone with your wife and tried any of her routines? And
I think we have found a happy medium, to be quite honest. We're both engaged in Taekwondo, which has opened my mind to different ideas and hers as well. And that has really made a difference because it blends the strengths of each side, I believe.
And what do you think needs to change in order to improve this dynamic? Do you think this group think, this psychology between group classes and individual workouts, is a good or bad thing overall?
I think the dynamic is changing. And I think we're going to find that happy medium between doing your own thing individually and joining a group exercise, joining a team. And once you find that balance for yourself, that's when you're going to get the greatest benefit.
How do you think people can better find this balance? Do you think gyms need to create a better environment or stress that everyone is welcome at group classes? Do they need to incorporate more male group instructors? What do you think can help change this?
I think by accounting for both sexes will make a big, big difference. Just as we need to keep an open mind, that the places that provide the opportunity for these exercises have to keep an open mind as well. And again, I do believe that's happening.
Yes, and in the same point, I thought it was interesting. We see a lot of Planet Fitness or Experience Fitness, these places where it's strictly equipment. You go, you do your thing, and you leave. And yet, we do still have gyms that offer the classes, the comprehensive, the nutritional guides, the overall holistic picture. But perhaps the value between these two is changing because we see Planet Fitness, for example, one of their mottos is, you know, no judgment, you know, something like that, where you come in, you do your thing, and you leave. But do you think in the long run it's good to have that approach, just to leave people to their own devices versus trying to learn from each other to get out of that comfort zone? Because anyone can put a piece of equipment in their house, say, for example, and yet we still are drawn to the gyms.
I think there's a definite need for that, to give people their privacy, to give them their own independence. But sooner or later, we're going to want some variety. We're going to want some direction. So to have that option, to have some guidance, to have options with respect to the workout will make a big, big difference. And your personality style will dictate that as well. I'm one who generally likes to go out there and just do my own thing. But I know that there are times that you have to step out of your comfort zone, listen to the expertise and authority of someone else in order to move forward.
So will we see you in a spin class anytime soon?
I can't say that will happen, but I am more open to different types of activity, yes.
Great. Well, Dr. Peter Pearing, thank you so much for coming in to talk about this.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Peter Pearing is a local clinical and sports psychologist. He spoke with Audrey Nowakowski for our monthly Fit for You segment. So, Mitch, what about leotards? If you didn't have to wear them, would you do it?
What if they remove the exercise requirement?
Oh, wait, that's probably better.